Hi, I'm Madonna Guy, and this is The Natural Alternative. Welcome, you beautiful souls. Crazy stuff going on at the moment. I just wanted to share some of these headlines. If you are in the know, which I'm sure you are, they are working their tuchuses off, trying to make everyone believe we are in the middle of a heart attack, stroke pandemic, caused by absolutely anything other than the obvious. So heart attack. So these are just some of the headlines. They're hilarious. Heart attack. Does skipping breakfast increase your risk? Rise in heart attacks attributed to the pandemic, stress and poor diet. Do you live under a flight path? You may be at risk of a heart attack. Study finds rates are 70% higher in noisiest areas. Lonely older women at greater risk of heart attack, study shows. Physical activity may increase heart attack risk, study suggests. Hotter nights increase the risk from heart disease for men in early 60s. Here's a new one. Climate change could hurt babies' hearts, study says. Heart attack, the drink that could trigger a sudden cardiac arrest. It's catastrophic. Green fingers, urgent warning to gardeners as soil increase the risk of killer heart disease. Just you wait, the globalists are going to make it illegal to have bloody gardens soon. Experts warn that shoveling snow can be a deadly way to discover underlying cardiovascular conditions, as straining the heart with physical activity could cause sudden death. The little known heart attack that's striking fit and healthy women as young as 22. And falling asleep with the TV on could bring early death, study shows. Now, I don't know about you, but this just seems a little bit ridiculous. They're trying pretty darn hard to create problems where people have been doing these things forever, and all of a sudden, every day things are causing heart attack. So, of course, then there was the other fabulous one this week that was to do with climate change. So you've got to love the climate change stuff as well. So with there are people out there already discussing the lower amount of live births and the higher amount of stillbirths and the babies dying within the first few months. So these percentages are higher in very specific areas like Switzerland and Israel and the military in America. Stillbirths and deformities are up something crazy, like there's been 9,000 of them, something crazy like that. So these are an absolute tragic consequence of the last 2.5 years. But here they're trying to blame the stillbirths on global warming. So it says, okay, and now I want to read this out because, you know, it's out there. Okay, enough birth rate sadness. Let's lighten up a bit. We have a long road ahead of us. We cannot be sad all of the time. So it's time to smile. We have some climate change news. Remember that a couple of days ago I asked, why is the birth rate in Germany dropping? What is going on with a 23% drop in live births in Taiwan? Why are births dropping 10% in Switzerland this year? Why is the UK HSA vaccine surveillance report not showing live births since February, for which it showed a 10% year-to-year drop in live births and nothing since? Fortunately, science has the answer for us. These baby problems have a known cause. It is climate change. Here's an amazing article that came out just in time for the birth rate scandal, which is obviously just a coincidence. So if you have a look here, so this was released on the 20th of June, 2022, and they're blaming it on things such as extreme weather events, heat stress, air quality, water quality and quantity, food supply and safety, vector distribution and ecology, and social factors. So it creates susceptibilities in fetuses, infants, and children associated with climate change and exposure. So this article refers to a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, a prestigious bellwether of medical science and a guide to all doctors worldwide. So I'm sure people who aren't thinking beyond the end of their nose will have a look and they go, gee, factors that increase exposure, longer exposures over the lifetime, more time spent outdoors, increased air and water intake, increased metabolism per kilogram of body weight. Oh, it just makes my brain hurt. The biological factors, developing organs, greater fluid and nutritional requirements, poor thermoregulation under extreme heat conditions, more permeable skin and blood-brain barrier, less effective nasal filtration. Conditions that impair the ability to adapt, worsening nutrition and increased food scarcity, displacement in extreme weather conditions, and inadequate access to healthcare during development. So isn't that beautifully put together to totally, and people will believe this. That is the funny thing, you know, especially when it's been published in the New England Journal of Medicine, which, you know, I've been doing this for over 27 years, and that was always a fact. I had no idea how bastardized these publications have become. So climate change, fossil fuel pollution, and children's health. So it just goes on and on where they're going to start blaming the strokes, the heart attacks, the underlying health conditions on climate change, and they're not, and they're going to roll out these damn vaccines for our bubbies. And we've got to say no. There was another, actually, hold on one second. There was another video I listened to twice, actually. It's so good. So just hold on a second while I grab that little guy. So I listened to this video twice over the weekend. So it's on BitChute, amazing connection between graphene oxide, nanotech, MAC codes, 5G, and more. So basically it's dubbed over. So I'll give you this is what it sounds like.
Graphene oxide and nanotechnology have to do with 5G. An interview with biostatistician Ricardo Delgado Martin.
Vale, pues empezamos.
Okay, let's get started. Welcome, Ricardo Delgado Martin. A short introduction of yourself for the German-speaking audience. Well, Ricardo Delgado Martin is founder and director of La Quinta Columna, the fifth column. He has a degree in biostatistics from the University of Seville. He has a master in biostatistics, postgraduate in health biology, clinical microbiology, epidemiology, and clinical immunology, applied at the European University of Miguel de Cervantes. University expert in clinical genetics from the University Antonio de Nebrija. Certificate of scientific contribution from the University of Seville and postgraduate master in child psychology. Master in banking and finance from the Higher Institute of Banking Techniques and Practices. Master in personal training. In other words, a long and extensive dossier.
Gracias, Angel.
Thank you, Angel, for the invitation and to the KLA TV channel for the opportunity to present our research there.
Ricardo, if you had to describe yourself, who would you say Ricardo Delgado Martin is?
Actually, since the human being is probably under a constant evaluation and change, we can say that a person close to awakening, in a sense, that we have realized, we have ascertained that the world in which we live is not exactly the one we were told. From a certain moment, I have had to put in quarantine all the great dogmas and official paradigms that come from what we call science.
So I just thought I'd give you a bit of a listen to it. So you know when you listen, you have to pay attention because there's the two voices. There's the English voice that's being subtitled over the top, and then there's the Spanish in the background. Now, I heard about this guy for the first time about a year ago once the jibbity jabs were being rolled out, and basically he had sequestered some of the vials and they had been looking in them or he had a team looking at them because he started looking at the side effects that were going on with people getting inflamed brains and migraines and all sorts of brain disorder, the strokes and things like that, as well as immediate memory loss, not to mention the actual deaths. So because he felt like something was going on, and doctors like Dr. Zev Zelenko and Carrie Madej and Sherry Tenpenny, you know, these really decent human beings have been trying to share the information about what's been happening in our bodies with these jabs since day one, and have been silenced at every opportunity. But it's really well worth a listen. And once again, I have done the same thing as him. You know, sort of you have to relook at your world of what you knew 2.5 years ago. Once again, I've been a naturopath, kinesiologist, herbalist, a natural healthcare practitioner for over 27 years. And since I did my thesis actually many, many years ago on vaccines. So, and it was before there's as many as there is now. So when the whole thing started rolling out of, 18 months now, we're into the vaccine experiment with the COVID-19. And we had doctors like Dr. Andrew Kaufman speaking out and saying no virus has ever been isolated. So does a virus ever cause a disease? And I just discarded that. And then I heard Dr. Richard Fleming. I've listened to him probably about 5 hours or maybe more in the last year or so. And he said that the way that they isolate viruses these days isn't the same way that they did going back in the past. Now, this guy here, he talks about the fact that the COVID-19 viruses have got strands of about 28 to 30,000 pieces. So what they did in Wuhan was got three little bits of the virus from three people with pneumonia, whacked them into a computer program and made them into a nice long strand of 28 to 30,000 pieces. So it was never one virus. It was never the virus causing issues. But exactly what he talks about here, and I had heard this and sort of forgotten it for a while because, you know, you sort of wonder how 5G is connected. So is 5G deactivating the immune system so therefore viruses can grow? Is it something leaked from the Wuhan lab, which, of course, you know, they've been studying coronaviruses in the Wuhan lab and many other places around the world for over 20 years, including here in Australia. Yay. So Monash University, I think. So, you know, we've got these places around the world that have been doing this sort of gain of function research for a long time, which is basically about making viruses worse so that in theory, if we get an outbreak, they can create a vaccine to help to calm down the outbreak. But they were never that bad in the first place. Coronaviruses have always been up to 30% of the common cold and flu, and people get over them. But what happened at the same time as the outbreak of coronavirus, if indeed that's what it was? There were two things simultaneously. So one of them was Wuhan, China, was the first place worldwide to have the 5G rolled out. Now, when you actually look at the symptoms of radiation poisoning, what is it? Some people will cope with it and some people won't. But with 5G, because it's this millimeter, it's a different technology to the 4G. It's totally different technology. And he really discusses this. So he talks about how as 5G is rolling out, and it was rolled out, I think three of the countries were Italy, the UK, and Wuhan, China. And that's where we had the outbreak of the coronavirus, which it may or may not have been, because simultaneously we had PCR testing rolled out worldwide. So the PCR testing, the guy who developed it, Dr. Carey Mullis, he said, you know, it doesn't tell if anyone's contagious. It doesn't diagnose anything. You can pretty much make anything out. You know, you can get a tiny bit of anything and create more of it in a PCR. But anyone who knows anything about PCRs, including that damn Dr. Fauci, these people know that if you have a replication too high, you're going to get up to 98% false positives. So this guy really goes into the connections between what is inside these vaccines. Now, the graphene oxide, it can be degraded in our body with our higher levels of glutathione, N-acetylcysteine, and vitamin D. So that's partly why, you know, it's been interesting because the last 18 to 24 months, I've it's something that I just can't keep on my shelf because I am constantly, because I muscle test what people need. And vitamin D, glutathione, and NAC are three of the things that I have probably, you know, they are on my weekly orders these days because I just can't keep enough on the shelf. They're showing up for everyone, jabbed or unjabbed. And then when you think about that, is that because they're rolling out 5G worldwide? So he also talks about the other ingredients that are in the vaccine, like the little nanotechnology. So these little tiny radio receivers that are in there. Now, I can say personally, I have not seen that in the magnification in my live blood. I have seen the graphene oxide, I believe. Actually, if I pause here, I'll pop in my little video of the graphene oxide. Just hold a sec. So the other thing that he discusses in here is the fact that people like Noah Yuval Harari, he actually talked about since 2018 that people are hackable humans. He openly said that in one of his TED Talks. So that makes you wonder, how in 2018 were we hackable human beings? Like, what was it specifically? Now, he's ended up going back and rethinking what was in the flu jabs. So he believes not only were the flu jabs in 2019 also having the graphene oxide and potentially, he suggests that maybe all vaccines since about 2018 have had the graphene oxide and nanotechnology in them. So what the graphene oxide does, it's like a radio transmitter, but so it amplifies 5G, 4G, 3G energy inside our bodies. So those people who have more of everything around them, those people who are more sensitive, the canaries in the coal mines, these are the people that may actually suffer more with the new rollout of 5G, because there will always be people. And the other thing that he chats about in here is at the different times throughout history when they have rolled out new radio waves or the next level, whether it's 2G, 3G, 4G, and now 5G, and what the corresponding virus was at the time. And I say that because who knows? Is this really coronavirus or is this people getting sick because they're rolling out 5G? I don't know, but this is the way my brain works. I just need to try to listen to information and work it out. Now, because I've also listened to many hours of Dr. Judy Mikovits, who I totally support and love, and she really also discusses big picture stuff like because she's worked in labs with things like Ebola and other nasty big infections. So she's got evidence that shows that many of the vaccines have many of the viral vectors and have done for like 20 years, potentially 30 years. So she's waiting for someone to want to prosecute this. She's got vials, she's got evidence, she's got information there. But what a surprise, you know, we actually need someone who wants to get the truth out there from, you know, a judge or a jury or, you know, someone who wants to prosecute. This guy also talks about the fact that they've had over 550 complaints to police and other, you know, trying to get some sort of lawsuit going on in this. And in the same way, I was listening to a doctor in Australia, so we've had a bit of a medical conference here for the renegade doctors, and I've got one coming in this afternoon on the show. And he was saying that in Australia, the only way that we have a free and open debate, the only way we have a free and open debate about what's gone on the last 2.5 years is taking something to the High Court. Our doctors are being silenced. Our nurses are being silenced. They know what's going on and they're losing their jobs if they speak out. So I just wanted to share a couple of those little bits and bobs. Just hold on 1 second.
Well, think about that. Think of how many different vaccines people get. And if you put all of it together for 30 years, it didn't cause as much death as these injections did in their first 6 months. And now we've, like, I believe, more than tripled the amount of death that all vaccines caused in 30 years. And then you've got puppets come out and say safe and effective. So is there a lot of death involved? Massive. Is it poison? Yes. I mean, how else would it kill people if it wasn't poison? So is Dr. Zelenko being hyperbolic, or is he just being extremely accurate and making sure the kids understand, don't eat the candy? Even if they say, but if you don't eat the candy, you can't play in the playground. You can't get on a plane. Here's something people need to understand. Pfizer's own document. Pfizer's one of the biggest manufacturers of these injections and made the record profits. We crossed 47 billion a long time ago. It's just unbelievable money they've made while we've all lost our human rights and been in this basically kind of sick, abusive game of musical chairs, masks on, masks off, take a shot, don't take the shot, swab your nose, lock yourself in the basement, all this stuff. Pfizer's own documents, their own research showed that within the first 3 months of getting these shots, 3% of the people were dead, 28% were seriously injured and still either still injured or permanently at the end of the three-month period. So all of us have been saying these things are going to hurt for a long time. So the 3% is just the warm-up, and that's within Pfizer's massage data. In other words, the best they could make it do is say, kill 3% of the people within 3 months. Okay, so tell me, if I...
3%. Like, that's just phenomenal. You know, and once again, I've got doctors in my family who are claiming that they don't know anyone who's been injured by the jabs. And I run a small naturopathic clinic, and I have not only my own clients who have been damaged, but I've been managed. I've not had a client die who's been under my care with all the supplements, but people are going to need to be on supplements for the rest of their life if we've got this stuff like the graphene oxide in there that's activating and amplifying this new 5G energy. We're going to have to protect our cells and our hearts and our brains for the rest of our lives. Sorry, just had to, 3% so far, and that was just at the end of their three-month trial. Phenomenal.
If I force you to take that shot, if I come into a town and say, if you're going to be able to go to work, if you're going to be allowed to walk in a store, if you're going to be able to get in a plane, because there's a cold that causes less than 0.3% mortality, where kids have no risk at all, you're going to take this shot. And I know, because either the government's negligent or they knew, because the information's there. If Dr. Tam could be the world expert and not even read Pfizer's paper,
or treat a single patient,
and be involved. Yeah, and be involved in forcing people to take this injection that they know has a minimum of 3% death rate. So I come into town and I kill 3% of everybody in town, and that's okay. That isn't a poison death shot, as Dr. Zelenko said. I have to support him as much as it's strong language. It's accurate. Why? Think about that.
And actually, there's also, now that I remember that he talked about Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Zelenko died last week. Yes, he's been fighting cancer for years, but I would love you to hear some of his last words. So just hold on a second. Actually, this isn't the one I was going to show you, but I will just share a little bit of it because I love it so much. So this is Dr. Zev Zelenko and Mel Kay.
Months ago or whatever, they didn't get the Great Reset. They didn't understand the whole transhumanism agenda and the war on God, basically. But now the people that are involved, that are behind the pandemic, that are behind all of this, they're not even hiding it. They have, they're out there saying, you know, AI is going to be taking over and humans will no longer really be necessary. I mean, this is stuff that is coming out of the Bible as true evil.
So in this interview, before he died, obviously, they discussed, transhumanism, the Dr. Yuval Harari. They talk about the immune system and how we can cope not only with coronavirus if we get it and the bastardized version of coronavirus that's in the jabs, but also the side effects of what we may get down the track when we start being really ill because of the jabs. So because the graphene oxide causes microcapillary blood clotting, we need things like N-acetylcysteine in order to protect our capillaries. We need things like coenzyme Q10 to protect our heart and our blood-brain barrier. We need things like glutathione to help to release these toxins from the body. So it's a really lovely interview. I think it was about 6 months ago, actually, that they did that. But anyway, and I say that because they were talking about it being winter in New York, and I think it's now July, so it would be summer in New York. So it's that long ago. Anyway, but now I'll go. But that is a fantastic one to listen to if you can find Mel Kay and Dr. Zev Zelenko. I find him just amazing. But let me find his last words.
This is Dr. Zelenko, and I'm requesting of my followers a call to action. The government now is desperate. The tyrants know that their end is coming. They've dug in, and they're going to go now full totalitarian tyranny, trying to suppress voices like myself. And so, first of all, I'm not suicidal. Second of all, I'm doing much better. My health is fine. So if I die or disappear, or has nothing to do with any of that, and you know what the source of it. It's a assassination attempt on the truth by the suppression of my voice and voices like me. And so if you look at the article attached to this video, you'll see that there's going to be an attempt to sanction doctors like myself, take away our licenses, vilify, and so on. My request from fellow physicians and my request from anyone who's listening is to go in the exact opposite direction. Rise up. This is a civil war for freedom, hopefully in a nonviolent way. We need civil disobedience. We need to say no to the demented puppet in the White House and to all this tyrannical lies from people like Fauci and the NIH and the CDC, FDA, all these organizations that are nothing more than prostitutes and whorehouses. And so it's time to rise up now if you want your children to live free. If you want your children to have an opportunity to thrive with God's consciousness, it is now time to rise up and sacrifice, because the freedom of our children is dependent on what we do right now. I'm not advocating for violence. I'm advocating for civil disobedience. Rise up, say no to the poison death shot, and completely reject today's government, which is nothing more than the enemy of the people, enemy of humanity, enemy of God. God bless you.
So that's Dr. Zev Zelenko. And once again, I've heard him many times over the past 18 months. He was the one who told Trump about hydroxychloroquine going back to whenever that was, April, May 2020, and then it immediately got shut down. But there was a Dr. Didier from France from 2001 when SARS-1 came out, and he used hydroxychloroquine successfully. But immediately there was such a backlash in places like The Lancet and other doctor journals worldwide. Like, once again, I spoke to my brother, who's a doctor. He's like, oh, it doesn't work and it's got all these side effects. And you feel like slapping him, go, well, okay, well, let's just wait around for a couple of years and kill all our old people, shall we? But anyway, it's been very, very interesting, because my brain over the last few years, so we know that the PCR tests don't work, so we can't test, so we can't trust any of the numbers they've told us. We know that they've given remdesivir, which has killed many, many people worldwide. So it's basically an end-of-life drug. So that is one of the things we do here in Australia. They did it in the UK early on. No, they did it in the US early on in the piece. In the UK, they used a drug called midazolam. And so it's also an end-of-life drug. So they've done all of these things to manipulate data in the background. And I am so sorry if you've lost people in the last 2 years. I am so sorry if you are in this place where you're going, no, 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 it was COVID-19. It's okay if it was COVID-19. But if they are actually out there giving us drugs that they know will kill, if they're putting us on respirators that they know will kill, if they are creating an environment worldwide with this 5G that they know will kill, and you can bet your bottom dollar these rich globalists, they will have antidotes for things. Now, the good thing is naturopathically, and there's fantastic people, obviously not Zelenko anymore, but Dr. Carrie Madej, she was in a light plane accident last week. And once again, there's some people who are looking at it saying, I wonder if this was real or was this manipulated? No, no, no. The plane accident was real, but was it manipulated? Was there something? Because she has also been like Dr. Zev Zelenko. She's been very, very outspoken, and she is well worth listening to about the ingredients in the vaccines, like the luciferase and the hydrogel, and what these things can do in the body. And then, of course, that one I mentioned earlier on where it talks about the graphene oxide and everything that can do in our bodies. It really does feel like we have to try to, I don't know if we can wake anyone else up. I don't know if we can wake anyone else up, but we've got to try, because it feels like this is like a slow moving train wreck that's been coming for 2 years that I've been watching. And so far, I feel like I've saved nobody. And it's really disheartening. Actually, on a positive, I'll tell you something else to go and have a listen to. This one is just purely for fun. So if you want something light and fun and comedic, this is brilliant. It's still on YouTube. I don't know how the hell it's still on YouTube, but full comedy special, Jim Brewer, Somebody Had to Say It. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend go listen to that, because he is, I was laughing my butt off. So he just makes fun of the whole thing. Anyway. And towards the end, like I'll just show you the end. Fun and laughter in this crazy lifetime we're living. Absolutely, that's what we need. We need fun and love and laughter. Thank you so much, beautiful souls. I enjoy those videos. Go and check them out. And once again, my mind is racing. Was there actually a coronavirus the last 2.5 years? I don't know. Has it just been the side effects of 5G rollout around the world? I don't know. Was it some combination of the pair of them? Interesting. But that the one about the graphene 5G connection, amazing, just amazing. You know, and these guys, like all of the information's on his Telegram channel, and they are working really hard to wake people up and save people's lives. So they've got, I think he said, 100 doctors he's going to share information straight from the vials of the vaccines with soon. And anyway, so hope you all enjoyed that. Take care of you. Lots of love and laughter for you all, and have a fantastic day. Mwah. Bye.